Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin. I really dig that. Mr. Skin. Do our quiz here, Mr. Skin. We talked about earlier in the show. Skin, you there?
I am here. How you guys doing?
Here's the quiz. Our comedian friend Nick, who's with us every morning, he was watching The Godfather the other night. When are the boobs and what time?
Well, it's a girl that you haven't probably heard much about other than The Godfather. She's not a famous actress. Her name's Simonetta Stefanelli, and it's at the hour and 52 minute mark.
That's the legendary
moment in movie history. But here's the cool trivia about her. You guys haven't heard much about her, but we all know her as the girl from The Godfather. But it's not like Sophia Loren or someone that you would like know.
Right.
But boy, did she do a ton of nude scenes after The Godfather in the 70s. She did some before.
Okay.
But go check her out at our website. Like, you want to see full frontal action.
What's her name again? What was the actress's name again?
Simonetta Stefanelli.
Well,
you could check her out. But my point is, The Godfather made her famous, but she's not a famous name. But she did a ton of, like, when I got cable television in the early 80s, because it was so new, they would just play all these, like, Italian sex comedies and Italian dramas,
right?
But they'd be loaded. I couldn't even tell what they were saying. I didn't even care. But I'd watch all these movies, and these were the kind of movies she was in, and incredible amounts of nudity by her in her career.
All right, because I said, we were talking. He saw the TV version, and you know they don't show her boobs. And I said, when we get Skin on, he'll tell us exactly the actress's name and when it happened. Hour 52.
Right. That encyclopedic knowledge.
It is amazing, yeah. Man. It is amazing.
Everyone is good at something.
Right. I watched
those. It took years and years for you to amass that encyclopedic knowledge.
Years of just sitting in my basement, you know?
I watched the beginning. I watched about half this. It's not a feel-good movie. It's kind of sad in a way, but it's a great movie. No Man Land with Frances McDormand. I didn't get to the part where she's naked, by the way.
Okay, so you didn't get to the 45-minute mark. So anyway,
I got about 38, 40 minutes in, so if I'd have known it was happening.
You just knew that information. You could have hung in there for 7 minutes.
Exactly.
So if you don't know this movie, it's getting really good reviews, and it won the best drama motion picture last night. So
yeah, it did.
So like in 2008, when that first economic collapse, a lot of people lost their homes, cars, jobs, savings, retirement money, all that. Mm-hmm. So she's got a gig. She's working, in Nevada, I believe. And she's got this, like, she's in kind of a one-industry town that was hard hit by this. And she kind of loses everything. And instead of getting all depressed, she decides to become a nomad. And that's what it's called, nomad life. So she kind of lives out of her van and drives around the American West. And so, yeah, you missed the skinny dip scene a couple of minutes after you tuned out, so maybe you could revisit. But, yeah, she's not someone that's done a lot of nudity in her career, but it's kind of cool that she was nude.
Yeah, she's her character is kind of dressed down and dowdy looking for this one, obviously, compared to some other movies where she's actually really hot looking, I think. So behind her eyes, what's that? Looks like
a... Yeah, so I always like to turn you guys on the new shows, and this is really interesting. Okay, so this Simona Brown, this actress, she plays a single mom with a son, and she gets a part-time job at a psychiatrist's office. I'm pretty sure this is Netflix.
And she bangs white guys, too. I like this.
Well,
says Netflix right here.
Yeah, she begins an affair with her boss, who happens to be the psychiatrist, and then she gets a friendship with his wife at the same time, which is kind of weird. But, my God, there's some really good sex scenes. And she also did some new. She's British, actually, but she did some nice nudity in a UK TV series about a video game addict called Kiss Me First in 2018 that has even better nudity. But this behind her eyes, as you can see, this is a sexy scene. But I also like the premise is kind of cool. So anyway, it's a neat new show from Netflix. First season's out, and we went through it. And Simona Brown has a couple really good nude scenes.
Who's the actress from United States versus Billie Holiday? I've seen a special.
Well, last night her name's Andra Day, and last night she won a Golden Globe for Best Actress in a Drama for this movie, and it just came out. And it's funny, I'm sitting there. I watched literally 10 minutes of the thing last night, and I saw her win. And it was funny because my guys at the office were hitting me up going, you got to see this United States versus Billie Holiday nudity. It's like the best nudity of any mainstream movie so far this year. And she's like, I was like, I didn't know Billie Holiday was such a nut. She was like, there's so much nudity and sex scenes in this. So Andra Day's nude a lot in it. And coincidentally, she won Best Actress last night at the Golden Globe. So there's a ton of nude scenes, so we're really excited about this. It's called The United States versus Billie Holiday, and it just came out. And I guess Andra Day's a really good singer in real life.
Like, I think I had her on CBS Sunday Morning a couple weeks ago.
Right. Profile on her. She's more a singer than an actress.
Right.
What it is.
Do you still owe Below Deck money? Is that why you're showing their asses on here?
Well,
by the way, all those chicks are Below Deck. I mean, all those waitresses, I shouldn't call them waitresses, I don't know what they call stewards.
Yeah. Staff.
They are just gorgeous. They're all just hot, young.
Stewards.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to share this. So I don't, I'm not a Below Deck devotee, but my wife watches it. Yeah. So I had heard, this Elizabeth Franchini, now this is, I was on Below Deck Mediterranean, this is the other Below Deck, and I guess she was cut from the crew on the February 8th episode of Below Deck, and the reason was she hooked up with this guy in the guest quarters, which is a huge no-no.
Oh, is that where that was? Okay.
Yeah, but here's another thing. So I just wanted, this girl that I'm showing you, picture number four, just got kicked off the show, and it's been in all the new, all the gossip columns for this show and stuff. So, but I want you to take a close look.
I am.
Who has the best eyesight of you guys? So look.
I'm zooming. You. Oh, there's lip.
We think we see lip.
Yeah.
There.
There's a lip slip. There's a lip slip. Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, one of the great things at Bravo, it's like the highest res television station I ever saw. Like, have you ever noticed, like, you may not watch the shows, but if you're zooming but past them, you're like, holy geez, those girls have to wear some makeup.
Well, the thing,
when
we talk to you every week, I know Todd has it on the computer, but I have it on my phone. So I just zoom in with my fingers. I've tried it on I try that on my TV. It never works.
Careful there.
I zoom with my fingers. You can see there's a lip slip on a computer. You can't.
There's smudge marks all over your TV screen.
Your TV doesn't work that way. I've tried to do that by TV. I said, I'm not looking at my phone. This is stupid. Yeah.
Stop touching the TV.
She's with her boyfriend. Yeah. They're having a drink. They're like on the beach on a blanket. She's laying down, thong, like the thong, and then. Yeah, she's like on her stomach, and you could see reverse lippage. It's pretty incredible.
Reverse
lippage.
And happy.
Anyway, this is. I can't believe I wake up and this is what I talk to you guys about. I have friends that are sitting in law offices right now, bankers. My job.
We just had this discussion off the air earlier because Puss and I were talking about that, and I got a friend of ours is a comedian, has a podcast is called Snuggle Storm, and I have a T-shirt that says Snuggle Storm, and I wear it like it's my. And Puss goes, "Not many guys go to work at your age with a shirt that says Snuggle Storm on it." So I get that.
Exactly.
And by the way, we love it. We love it.
Yeah.
I got not complaining.
I have a lot of white collar friends, by the way, and you're right, and they hate it.
I know. Like I have. Like they're so like. Everything at their job, you got to be so careful when you send an email. And I'm just sending, like, I'm sending you guys, like, I literally mailed you guys, emailed you guys a lip slip shot from a television show as my job. You know?
How much of the staff is female?
We have, like, 10, I'd say out of our 40 employees, I'd say 10 to 12 are female.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
But I will say it's funny, and I noticed this in the adult industry because I used to go to AVN all the time, and we do a lot of business with a lot of the big adult websites because they'll send us traffic and vice versa. But it's funny, in this industry, and I'm not X-rated, I'm more R-rated, but they're way more like, they're not as creepy and weird as like normal industries.
I got it.
In other words, women are treated, you know, like they should be. Nobody feels offended. Everyone is. You know, there's a good vibe, and I noticed that in the adult industry, you don't see a lot of shenanigans that you see where guys are.
Well, because it's more in the open.
You know what I'm saying? I've always noticed that. I've always said that about the adult industry. The people are really good people. They just don't get upset about nudity. You know what I'm saying? It's a cool thing.
Yeah,
anyway,
I like that.
Yeah, there's probably bigger creeps than just a regular office building.
Daisy,
right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Give me a bunch of bankers that go on a business trip and see how weird it gets. But you get like people in the adult industry, and it's just like, hey, we're at a bar talking. It's no big deal, you know. Everyone's normal, you know. It's pretty cool.
Catherine Bach is 65. Daisy Duke. Now you're showing some old photos here with her.
Yeah. Now here's the funny thing. Today's Daisy Duke's birthday.
Yep.
I can't tell. You go online, it's like. These actresses of all these different, she's either 65 or 66. My guess is she's really 66, but some of the things are crediting her as 65. But anyway, Daisy Duke is Catherine Bach.
Yes.
And whether you were a Dukes of Hazzard fan, the show aired from 79 to 85, we all know who she is. Even if a girl wears shorts to this day, if she wears
Daisy
really
Dukes.
Shorts.
Daisy Dukes, man. Dukes.
And what's interesting is a lot of people don't know that the year before she hit it big on Dukes of Hazzard, she did this obscure movie called Crazed. It's also known as Nicole, but it's more commonly referred to.
So this topless shot is not from the Dukes of Hazzard, obviously. No.
But
pre-Dukes of Hazzard.
It's the only nudity she ever did.
Oh, it's
and
nice.
It happened the year before she became a big star, so we got it just under the gun. But here's another thing that was kind of cool. So if you scroll down to number 7, I just wanted to see, like, if this movie had ever been released in a little better quality. Because what happens a lot with these old movies that get released, they're basically VHS-level quality, and then they just slap it into a DVD and release it, which is what this company did. I can't remember the name of the company, but so they put out the box covered IMDb for Crazed, the Daisy Duke movie where she's naked. I forgot, like, 13 or 14 years ago, they asked me for an endorsement because she was nude.
And you're on
so
it.
My it's like,
there it is.
Mr. Skin picked a click on the box cover.
You forgot. I love that. You forgot.
Well, I mean, it was 14 years ago. Yeah. I gave them a sticker, basically, to put on their box cover.
Yeah, these are real boobs, aren't they? They look like real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
nice.
They're beautiful. Man.
Real boobs and a real endorsement from me on the same thing.
And we were discussing earlier who the Major League Baseball logo is based on, who the NBA logo is based on.
Well,
is there
NBA
a character?
Is Rick Barry. Yeah. NBA is Rick Barry.
Yeah. No, Jerry West.
Jerry West, yeah.
We think Jerry West.
I meant Jerry West. Yeah. My bad.
Is there somebody that the Mr. Skin guy is based on?
No.
That's not you?
No, my big thing was, you know, it's funny.
He looks
when
something
I was,
like that.
before I launched Mr. Skin, the one guy, I had one or two guys working, helping me out to get this going. They wanted me to do as a logo like a guy opening a trench coat like a creepy dude.
Oh,
and like I was like, no, you know, I want it to be like more an everyman type of thing. So I looked at those old like 50s advertisements.
That's exactly
where, like,
what this
a
is.
A dad would be like sweeping, and it would be a cartoon of a dad sweeping for like a hardware thing, but it would be this smiley weird face. that's what I ended up going with for the Mr. Skin
logo. He looks to me like a guy who would wear a smoking jacket and sit down in his recliner and have smoke on a pipe.
I think it's a great, it's a totally great logo.
He looks like a guy that would email Lips the guys early in the morning.
For all you guys that grew up watching, a lot of them have out there watching Dukes of Hazzard. You want to see Daisy Duke naked and not rent the movie, just go to Mr. Skin right now. You can see her boobs hanging out. Because they're real nice there. Mr. Skin.
I'm getting a notification. Is this correct? You can get Mr. Skin for $4 a month now?
Oh, yeah, that's... I'm going to talk to my guys. That seems a little cheap. is this a closeout sale? What's going on?
Well, they're referring to it as it's a snow day special.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. We're doing it for the snow. Yeah, we must have... we're always doing... promos like that. But hey, you got to do what you got
to
do.
I can talk to my guys. All those shows you looked at MrSkin.com right now for free. Thanks, Skin. Talk soon, man.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Right. See you, brother.
That can't be right. $4.
Talk to my guys about that.
It's blinking on my screen right there.
Okay, here's that clip. Milk, lemonade. We know what this is. It includes the whole clip, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It sets it up.
Science teaches us that there are two genders because our bodies are made by God a certain way, okay? For women, it's milk, lemonade, around the corner fudge is made, okay? And for boys, it's big hairy chest, just like King Kong, cracking the butt, two balls, ding dong.
This is what science
that's
teaches
science.
Us. That's what science
that
teaches
is science.
How much want to bet Todd that was written for the show?
It had to be.
Yeah, because I've
never heard that before.
Yeah, that was written for the show, which I liked it.
Right.
Harry, what is it again now?
Big old hairy chest like King Kong, cracking the butt, two balls, ding dong.
Ding dong, yeah.
There you go.
They had to make that up.
Yeah,
because we know all the juvenile limericks, and I don't know that one.
No. Never heard that either, but they're obviously written for the show, which is pretty cool.
Well, it's science.
Yeah, it's science, which was spelled wrong on her shirt, which I loved. she was taking pictures of that psycho at the Nazi fest over the weekend. Yeah, with like fans. Jesus.
Yeah,
that's what people want out of their politicians. Want them to
be
entertain
Nazis.
Them.
Yeah, Nazis. Yeah.
Entertain me and piss off liberals.
Right.
That's good enough for me.
Well, as long as you're not in charge, I just like to laugh at them now. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I'd like to ignore her because represents, guys who play the banjo and have a head shaped like a Stewie from Family Guy.
Exactly.
That's her constituency.
Right, it is. Well, the ones that voted for her.
Right.
You know.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Spring training underway in baseball. Yeah. Speaking of MLB.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're playing the college baseball, too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
This is a much better sign than the groundhog.
Yes, it is. It is. Since the groundhog was 2 weeks ago.
Right. And that. Described in a BMJ case report, a perfectly healthy 34-year-old man who tried to block a sneeze by covering his mouth and holding his nose at the same time, has been hurt. The patient had pinched his nose and held his mouth closed when he sneezed, experiencing a popping sensation in his neck.
You can't do that.
Then he experienced painful swallowing, a pain in his throat, and a change of voice. It was discovered that his neck, down to his rib cage, made popping and crackling sounds,
a
sign that he had air bubbles inside his deep tissue and muscles.
Jeez, don't suppress the sneeze or a fart.
Not both holes.
Right.
Not both holes
either. You should never suppress a fart either.
No.
Let it go.
Yeah, just sneeze. It's fine.
I mean, cover it up. You don't want to sneeze on people, but you're right. Yeah.
But your body is telling you you have to sneeze, so sneeze.
Doctors ordered a scan of his soft neck tissue and chest. This soon revealed that during the act of suppressing his sneeze, he had ruptured the back of his neck.
Oh, Jesus, man.
This rupture, which is more often caused by blunt neck trauma, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's a good band name.
Profuse vomiting and heavy coughing had caused air to leak, causing pain and loss of voice. The man was able to recover from the sneeze in the hospital, given a feeding tube and IV antibiotics as a precautionary measure.
Don't do that. I've seen people do that because they think it's rude to sneeze some places. They go like that. I'm thinking, don't do that.
I know people that do that all the time.
I know. So do I. I don't get it. I never did. My roommate in college did it all the time. He would hold it in. I said, don't. You can't do
that.
Can
you fully recover from that, or will there be some permanent damage?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if his voice will go back.
Yeah. Everything's good now. However, they do say that halting sneeze via blocking nostrils and mouth is a dangerous maneuver and should be avoided. Right. No airlocking when it comes to sneezing. Right?
No. Your butt's still open.
Yeah. But you know, always.
Yeah. In that case, you got to spit it out for a second.
Imagine if you farted with the force you sneeze with. That'd be a disaster.
Tyler does. I've seen that.
Your whole body shakes. Right. That'd be funny. Mr. Scan, in case you check out the podcast here, check out Catherine Bach, Dukes of Hazzard fans.
If you have to, fart into your elbow. That's a good look.
If you can do that, I want
to
see it.
That would be impressive. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.